Our final batch of stories on this part of Chatterbox include a woman making a substantial compensation claim, and low-energy homes are being built at Beauthorpe. But first, it is a decade since Norfolk got its first academy in the city.
A decade after Heartsease High School was turned into Norfolk's first academy, one of the original sponsors behind the plan says it has benefited students. Today, at least 182 out of the county's 424 schools are academies, that is 43%, with 85% of secondaries having made the change. But 10 years ago, the push to turn Heartsease into the open academy was met with an outcry, as the community voiced concern over how transparency and other issues would be affecting taking the school out of local authority control. It comes after major academy operators around the country revealed financial concerns, with several warning over the pressure on pay and mounting deficits, concerns likely to place further scrutiny on the academy's system.
A homeless man who claimed to have helped victims of the Manchester Arena bombing but stole from those lying seriously injured has been jailed. Chris Parker, 33, originally from Norwich, was jailed for 4 years and 3 months at Manchester Crown Court after Judge David Hernandez watched graphic CCTV footage of him rummaging through personal possessions among the dead and the seriously injured.
A Norfolk charity that helps bereaved children is celebrating its 20th birthday this year. Nelson's Journey has spent January by thanking volunteers for their continued support throughout its 20 years and held a volunteer awards evening at the Virgin Money Lounge in Norwich. The evening provided the opportunity to socialise and celebrate the charity's achievements and how they are made possible only through the time and skills that are donated by volunteers. Each volunteer was treated to fizz and crepes from St Christopher's Crepes, and a number of volunteers were presented with bronze, silver and gold awards for their contribution to the work of the charity.
The first homes built on what is the largest low-energy passive house development in the UK and one of the largest in Europe have been unveiled. Two show homes were officially launched on Rain Park in threescore Beauthorpe, a site of 172 new homes, 112 of which boast energy-efficient passive house technology. The homes are being built on land earmarked for housing in 1973 and as a result of Norwich City Council forming its own company to do so. Rain Park, which is being built by Norwich Regeneration Company, and is owned by the City Council, will offer a mixture of private and social housing. Houses range in size from 1 to 5 bedrooms.
Iconic car maker Lotus will create 300 new jobs as it plans to design and build the next generation of sports cars in Norfolk, we can reveal. The company has laid out its 10-year vision under the new ownership of Chinese car giant Geely, which includes increasing production more than fivefold, the design and launch of a new four-door SUV, and a commitment to Hethel, which has been its home for more than half a century. Chief Executive John Mark Gales said the company had emerged from the most important year in its history in 2017, during which it completed a return to profitability and now stood ready to build the future. The news comes as a bright spot in a bleak few months for Norfolk's economy, with high-profile job losses at companies including Britvic, Coleman's and Kia in Norwich, BAE Systems at RAF Marham and Multi-York in Thetford.
A judge has spoken out about the growing number of cases of thefts from vulnerable older people after hearing how a woman stole more than £9,000 from an elderly Norwich pensioner she befriended. Sonia Sharp had known the man for many years and used to regularly help him with household tasks. But when he developed dementia and trusted her to manage his affairs, she had taken cash from him, Norwich Crown Court heard. Sharp, 53, claimed the pensioner, who is in his 80s, insisted on giving her money. But the court heard he lacked the mental capacity to make such decisions. Sharp of Barbara Road, Easton, admitted theft of £9,539 between February 2016 and January 2017. The court heard Sharp was now planning to borrow the cash to pay the victim back. Judge Holt imposed an 8-month jail sentence, suspended for 2 years, and told Sharp, "The courts time and time again see people in your position taking advantage of elderly people who have lost the capacity to manage their own affairs by helping themselves to their money." However, he accepted she had shown remorse by pleading guilty and had not spent the cash on any lavish lifestyle, but just day-to-day living.
A woman who was injured after being hit by a car in Norwich while walking home from a festival has launched a £300,000 compensation claim. Natasha George, 30, of Limekiln Close in Newton Flotman, suffered leg and foot injuries after the incident on Dereham Road in Norwich in February 2014. According to a High Court writ, Ms George can no longer run, suffers from foot swelling, lost part of her heel and finds it difficult to walk on uneven ground. She must wear special footwear and has scarring as a result of the crash. The papers say she also developed an adjustment disorder with a loss of confidence, low mood and anxiety affected by her scars and loss of function. Her prognosis, the writ says, depends on physical recovery. But Mr Duran disputes the claim, saying that Miss George should not have been walking on the road, as opposed to the grass verge, wearing dark clothing, with her back to traffic, intoxicated and talking on her mobile phone.
Failure to grit roads led to 37 crashes during the morning rush hour as motorists navigated icy and hazardous conditions. Norfolk County Council has apologised for not taking action after weather forecasts had predicted more clement conditions. However, commuters woke to temperatures of below freezing, with Norfolk Police called to reports of 37 crashes around the county between 7 a.m. and 9:30 a.m. Many were attended by Norfolk Fire and Rescue Service, who had to cut around 10 people from their cars. A Norfolk County Council spokesman said, "We buy a weather forecast service from a specialist provider, which we use to inform our decision on whether to grit and also where and when. While it's usually very accurate, the forecast suggested road temperatures would not dip below freezing. So on this occasion, we unfortunately didn't have the information needed to send the gritters out. We're sorry if this meant that some people experienced difficult journeys."
Well, that's all from Bridget and me, and now it's over to Sophie Yeomans and Richard Matthew for the next part of Chatterbox.